Today you put that MP3 recorder, let us see. It will record okay. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Mukho. So, why is Holy Mother and Sri Ramakrishna called Jagadgurus? Jagadguru means teacher of the whole world. What does that mean? Is he great? He is great. Why is he called so great? And among avatars, Krishna is considered to be Purna avatar, greatest avatar. Of course, Sri Ramakrishna was considered greatest avatar by Swamiji. Avatara varishtaya Ramakrishnaya te namo. In what sense do we mean by greatest? Not comparative. Because all the incarnations, they are all same. It's not that different incarnations are different gods. Same one God only, same Rama, same Krishna, same Buddha, same Jesus, everybody is the same. But that person whose teachings are most applicable to many people. In that way, Sri Krishna was the greatest. Simple example. Krishna could be Gopi Krishna, Madhura Bhava, sweet attitude. Rama cannot have Madhura Bhava. Ask him to dance with. He could not dance with anybody. Only one person. So he was a good father, good husband, good brother, good master, but not good. So there are also people who worship Rama as a child. So Balabhava, Tumaki Chalata Ramachandra Bhajata Paijaniya. Krishna, of course, you know, he can mix with everybody. That's why he was called Purnavatar. Why was Sri Ramakrishna called Jagadguru? Because his teachings apply to everybody, including a Nastika. So, how does a Nastika become religious person? Believe. What is belief? Does what is a belief, true belief, what is a just verbal belief? I believe in Dharma and they will all do Adharma. Most people do Adharma. So that belief which does not transform our character should not be considered as a belief at all. If somebody says, I believe in God, believes. Purandara Dasa, Kanakadasa, that banana incident. Remember? Where God is, no one should be able to see you eating. Kanakadasa. He could not eat. Everybody else ate. Everybody else, if you ask them, where is God? They say, God is everywhere. If God is everywhere, is he here? Yes. Is inside me? Yes. Is outside me? Yes. Is he watching whatever I do? Yes. How could they eat? But they forgot conveniently. God is in his Vaikuntha. First of all, distance. After that, it's cloudy weather. Then somebody put a chatter. How could God see? Whereas Kanakadasa, God is here and he is seeing me. How can I fulfill your condition? That is the experience of every saint. Even if we don't see God, we must be able to feel the presence of God. That is God, the practice of the presence of God. But very strong belief. There was one great saint who was yes, his teachings have come in the practice of the presence of God. Brother Lawrence. He was a lame fellow. Very lame. So he joined a monastery. How did he join a monastery? One winter season was slowly coming to an end. The ice was slowly melting. One day he saw a tree. You know, in winter season, most of the trees, they completely become bare. Why? Because if you have one leaf, you have to maintain it. Maintaining means energy. And there is no sun available. That's why there will be no energy. Just to maintain. Incidentally, there is a frog which becomes completely almost dead, completely frozen. It will be alive only for 3 weeks. As soon as the spring season comes, all the snow, they have shown, David Attenborough, melts, comes to life, and then it starts calling for the mate. Mating is over, then small babies were born, and within 3 weeks they have to be there. There are flowering plants. Within 3 weeks, they have to grow, they have to give the flowers, and the pollination, cross-pollination has to take place, and then they become dead. In Arctic areas, that's what happens. So within that 3 weeks, they have to do everything. So this brother Lawrence was going, and he saw completely bare tree, as though it was dead. Slowly, a beautiful new leaf was coming. You know, new leaf, how tender it would be. A little greenish, a little copperish. That is the. He sounds, what a miracle of God. This tree, which looked like a dead tree, now it is lovely. With that, he became converted, joined the monastery. And his head of the monastery must be very blind, deaf, idiotic friend. Should be. Because he assigned him, a lame person, to go and do the marketing, buy wine and other things. Then he said, he was writing in his autobiography. He said, oh God, you know I am lame. You know that I cannot bargain. So you take over the responsibility of buying for me and arrange the transportation. And he said, every time I went out, somehow God manages. I could buy cheaper than everybody else there. And he would also arrange for the transportation. Safely I come. That's what he said. Then later on he was telling, I had to struggle more than 10 years to feel uninterruptedly the presence of God. Sarvada, sarvabhavena, harireva, smaraniyaha, kirtaniyaha, mananiyaha, Narada Bhakti Sutras tell. So that is how he became one of the greatest people. Sometimes during his early days, he said, I forgot to feel the presence of God. Then what happens? Suddenly he remembers, oh, I forgot God. Then he is accusing God. You are responsible for my forgetting. Because if you don't hold me up, this is what happens to me. I am going to fall down. So it is your responsibility to always make me remember you. That is what Sri Ramakrishna says, oh mother, I give up everything. Here is dharma, here is adharma, here is good, here is evil. But let me never give up truth, because his prayer will be useless prayer if he gives up the truth. Yeah. Conveniently, we surrender ourselves to God. Our surrender is to be truthful. We have to be truthful. I surrendered in the morning. I don't have anything to surrender. But conveniently, we forget, take ourselves back. Evening also we offer. Every day we offer. How many times every day we are offering? So that should not be there. So anyway, what is we are going to discuss, supposedly what you call friendly Prabhupada. Narada Bhakti Sutras we have completed. Then somebody requested that we should have what you call recapitulation of the essential points. Narada was a great saint. There were so many references about Narada. In Vedas also there is Narada. Puranas also Narada. Our idea, concept of Narada is also different. He was one of the greatest devotees of God. Otherwise, nobody could ever have written without authority. This is what Sri Ramakrishna used to call, did God authorize you? Then whether you speak or whether you write, it becomes authentic. So some great person had made a beautiful remark. Whatever he remains for a long time with getting the same reverence and worship, that must be only spiritual. Whatever is not spiritual, its value will be very temporary. Whether it is a building, Michelangelo's, all those paintings, sculptures, why they were remembered even today? Because it is related to spirituality. It's all about God. Even today, but much better earlier, all the music, Indian music, is directed only towards God. Even this Muslim music also devoted only to God. What you call ghazal. It is outpourings of a devotee. That is what the Sufis always call God, my beloved. And there were so many poets. Al-Ghazni was one of the greatest. Rumi was another. These people's works are what you call immortal. Why they are immortal? Because they deal only with spiritual subject, God. So literature, Kalidasa's literature, all that he wrote, he did not write anything for entertainment. Either it is about Kumara Sambhava or Abhijnana Shakuntalam, Raghu Vamsham. Everything is related to with God. And his very name, Kalidasa, is the greatest devotee of Mother God. By her grace, he had got all that. This is what Sri Ramakrishna is doing. If you see anywhere any greatness, that greatness belongs to whom? Only to God. Yadyat vibhuti matsatvam srimad urjitam evava tatta deva avagachatvam mama tejo amsha sambhavam. Only from God and from nothing else. This is what Sri Ramakrishna said. That is absolute. Sri Ramakrishna said, anything great belongs to God. That's why Swami Vivekananda said that anything that comes and remains permanent, it must be coming only from God. So my mother. So this Narada was the authenticated person. He was authorized by God, not only for writing the Bhakti Sutras, he was authorized by God for propagating the Bhakti. That is why he is called Triloka Sanchari. He has unobstructed entrance into the three worlds. One of the greatest things about Narada, which very few people notice, even if devotees of course welcome him, saints welcome him, but even Rakshasas, they welcome him. Nobody will say, no, I don't want, we don't want you to come. Yes, you come. Not only that, another thing also is there. If he wants to go to Antapura, where the ladies live, you know, you can't enter into this Muslims inside house, excepting the people who live in that house. Even the children, when they grow up, male children, they're not allowed to go in. Only when they're babies, they can run. But Narada, unobstructed, straight even. What is the reaction of the husbands when he goes inside? They are not frightened that he will do some mischief with the woman. They are only frightened something happens to them. When Narada comes, every heart dil dhadakradata. Because what quarrel is, she is hatching something. Like that the opinion is there. But God has left him. According to Sri Ramakrishna, he is called Nitya Mukta, ever free. But so long as this Kali Yuga lasts, according to Sri Ramakrishna, Bhakti Marga, the best Marga for Kali Yuga. And the greatest Bhakta is Narada. Shukadeva was the greatest Jnani. But he started his unique life with the preaching of Bhakti, Bhagavata. So the story of Narada comes in the Bhagavata. Very strange. Our Puranas are very strange. So one day, Vedavyasa was sitting there. morose, unhappy. Then Narada happened to come there. Narada is Trilok Sanchar. Then he saw Vedavyasa very downhearted, morose. Then he asked, Maharshi, why you are so morose? He said, I don't know. I am really feeling downhearted. I can't find out why. Can you tell me why? Narada became now what? Personal psychiatrist. He has to find out why he was morose. And Narada found out. You edited Vedas. You wrote 36, all these Puranas. You wrote so many things. You wrote everything, so many things you have done in so many ways. But one thing you have not done. You have not praised Lord Hari. Now you write a book. What shall I write? I'll give the synopsis, essence. That is Bhagavata's essence. And the whole Bhagavata is what is called Parama Bhakti Shastra, the greatest Ramayana. If you want to be a devotee, then you read especially Ramacharitamanas. You get everything. You get bhakti, you get knowledge, you get karma. It is such a wonderful book. That is why in North India they go on. Even if a person sits under a tree and chants, immediately I saw in Belur Math, one person, day after day, whether it is raining, shining, he used to come. Now he must have died or something like that. And 10, 15, 20 people will join there under a tree, happily listen to this Ramacharitamanas and go. North India, very popular. So Bhagavatam, according to Sri Ramakrishna, is the greatest book on bhakti. That's what Sri Ramakrishna's Kathamrita is nothing but Bhagavatam. How do we know? The very title he has given is from Bhagavatam. Gopika Gita, Tava Katha Amritam, Tapta Jeevanam has come only from there. So Narada briefly narrates Ramayana also. He told Valmiki, this is what you have to do. And then he gave the whole life of Ramachandra. And then Valmiki writes it. So Bhagavatam also is all the avatars, very briefly, like sutras. And that is how huge Bhagavatam had come into being. In that Bhagavatam, Narada's own story is there. His mother was a maid servant and she was serving some ashrama. So the rishis in the ashrama decided to move their place, go somewhere else. So what happened? This Narada's mother, she died of a snake bite. Then the small boy was left. He was initiated. Like Shabari, she was initiated by the rishis and said, now you go and meditate on Lord Vishnu. So he goes, meditates. Immediately, within a short time, there's a beautiful vision of Lord Vishnu, just for a millisecond, like that. And then Narada was downhearted. He says, what is this? You gave me the vision. My heart is not at all satisfied. That's what happened to Sri Ramakrishna. The first vision of Mother Kali, he had a wonderful vision. He fell down unconscious. That vision has increased his desire for having uninterrupted vision of Mother Kali, which led to subsequent sadhanas. Then a divine voice came, Akashavani. O Narada, I gave you a taste to prove to you, whatever you have received is not just cock and bull stories. It is all true because we cannot deny our own experience. So now your heart will ever be longing because now you know what you are going to expect. But uninterrupted vision of me you will have. But that vision doesn't mean form. Practice of the presence of God. God is here. God cannot have a form. If God has a form, anything that has a form becomes limited. Form means limited. See this Maidan. What was it before, 50 years before, 150 years before? Maida. Then somebody put up four walls. Now it has a forum. And it became limited. Limited. And they called it Ashrama. Ever since that time, Shrama is going on. To maintain Ashrama, how much Shrama has to be done? How many servants, how many swamis, how many things have to be done? Not easy to create. So when you are able to give up Shrama, it becomes Ashrama. So long as you go on working, it becomes only Shrama. That's why Brahmacharya also is Shrama. Who is a sannyasi? Who gave up Brahmacharya? He is a sannyasi. Isn't it? Brahmacharya gives up and becomes monk. What did he give up? Brahmacharya? Purata he gave up. Huh? Okay. So what are we talking about? That Narada goes on life after life, life after life. Ultimately, he had become a Nitya Mukta. Then he received a commandment. Go and to obtain bhakti. Always he sings. Kirtane. That's why he was given a free veena. Mahati. It is called Mahati. With that Mahati veena goes about. He never takes any name excepting God's name. So this was Narada. And he must have taught this bhakti shastra, elaborate bhakti shastra, to some of his disciples. But what he taught, whom he taught, we don't know. But somebody must have condensed it. This is called mnemonic. A sutra is called a mnemonic. A sutra is like a thread. What is it? Like a thread, you know. There is inside something. Then you don't want anybody to know about it. But there is a small thread. Only you know where that thread is there. Even if somebody is there, they think that it is some cobweb or something like that. But you know that if I look where it is, and then if I can open it, my treasure is there. So a sutra contains a cartload of meaning earlier expounded by the teacher to his disciples. But they know, because this is like a mnemonic. You know what is mnemonic? Aid for memory. You know, all what most of the things we make it. So PLUS. Very hard to remember. Just and minus. Into all these symbols are what? Mnemonics. So 10 into 25 above subscript 0. How much? You know what you do there? Add another 0. Already 20 zeros are there. Add another 0. 20 times if you write 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. That is how chess game has come. You know that? There was a king. And once somebody had made this chess game. Why did he make? This fellow helped the king in solving some problem. He said, "You whatever you wish, you ask, I'll give you." He made this chess 64. He said, on the first square, put one grain. On the second square, 1 into 1. On the third square, 2 into 2. You understand now? What is there in the previous square, you square it. The king thought, what is this fellow? And what he said, you know, just one grain of rice. When he, even before he reached half, the whole kingdom of the king doesn't possess that much of rice. Then, can you understand what I'm talking about? Suppose you come to 100. Next square will be 100 into 100. Okay. How much? 10,000.
Yes, it is 10,000.
22nd century, and one genius was born. Child, world's greatest genius. What is it? He could multiply, he could add 2 plus 2. So 100 into 100, 10,000. 10,000 into 10,000. You go and experiment it. This foolish king thought it is nothing. By the time he covered one third of it, or even less than that, his whole kingdom, whatever grains are there, not sufficient to give to this fellow. How clever this fellow. Okay. So he was authorized. He goes there. She goes there. Wherever he finds two devotees stuck, not able to progress further, he will create a problem between them. So that both, it is what is what we call quarrel. And but with that quarrel, what is the end result of this quarrel? Both of them, their egotism will vanish and they become greater devotees of God. The only purpose of Narada is to propagate devotion. So he must have expounded it, and that must have been codified in the form of sutra, a small mnemonic. That is, the moment they remember, oh, our Gurudeva has taught so much about it. And then, in course of time, as it happens, that Sishya Parampara had come to an end. But these sutras had come down to us. Now, we don't know what were the exposition. So, great souls had come. They commented. So that is how there are a few commentaries are there. Our Swamis, Swami Tyagishananda was one of the greatest commentators on the Narada Bhakti Sutras. And then came Swami Bhuteshanaji Maharaj. He gave a series of talks in Japan. And first time we in UK published it in our magazine, Vedanta magazine. And then the Advaita Ashrama caught hold of us. So we want to publish it. So Maharaj was alive, they wrote down everything and they read it to him. He made necessary corrections. With his approval, it is thought, is much simpler. But Narada Bhakti Sutras, as expounded by Swami Tyagishananda, was great. Now so many, Swami Shivananda, Swami Vishnu Tirthananda, like that, so many people have commented upon it. So, the essence of what we talked was, I have taken the help from some of them. There are 84 sutras out there. 84. And they have roughly divided. Narada did not divide. It is later teacher's division. What is the first one? Parabhakti Swarupa.
Tapasyanji also commented.
No. Tyagishananda. Yes. Tapasyanji. He has translated. Tyagishananda, independently, he wrote only on Holy Mother's life, etc. But he translated Bhagavatam, translated Adhyatma Ramayana, but not this. So, Para Bhakti Swarupa. What is the nature of the supreme devotion? What is the glory? What can it give us? Then, Para Bhakti Mahatva. The glory, glory because we always want to know what is the usefulness. So, who is the best doctor? You will always see. Even, you know, if a small scratch is there, you want the greatest doctor to attend to you. It is our nature. So, we want the, what is the mahatma, mahatmya, Gita mahatmya. Like that, parabhakti mahatma. Bhakti sadhanani. What are the means to achieve that bhakti? Then, what is the definition of prema? Then, what is the description of supreme devotion? What is the description of lower devotions? Then, again, sadhanas. In between, you know, sadhana, a little bit of theory, a little bit of practice, it goes on, interspersed. Then, who are the greatest devotees? Mukhya bhakta mahima, glory of the. So, To recapitulate, Tirthi, Tirthani Kurvanti Tirthi. The great saints, they purify the Tirthas, Punyakshetra. For example, if you go to Kanyakumari, Rameshwaram, there is somebody who had made them very great. When we go there, like a small pond, very nice water is there. You go on taking. After some time, what happens? It gets exhausted. For somebody has to take a tanker and fill it. These great souls, what do? First they visit to borrow. Then they visit to pay with compound interest. They fill it so that it will be useful for other people. Then after some time, somebody else will come and they will fill it up. This constant filling up is necessary. If it is not done, that place will soon lose its greatness. Because if you go to a bank who is ready to borrow it from you, not give it to you, who is going to visit that place? Then again, some sadhanas are there. And there are also bhakti can be manifested in many ways. That is what Sri Ramakrishna used to say, jato mot, toto pot. As many human feelings can be expressed. Every expression of a human feeling, and I am very proud to say, including hatred of God, anger about God. You abuse God. If you want to abuse God, you abuse God. He'll be very happy. You know why? Hey, you fellow, you forget. He's at least thinking of me only. Whether you glorify or abuse, you are only thinking of God. And that also will purify in course of time. And finally, all the greatest teachers, they all have one opinion. What is the opinion? Of all the paths, the path of devotion is the greatest. So this is the very essence of Narada Bhakti Sutras. But now I am going to tell you here and there. I will select some sutras. And whenever a person writes anything, first thing is, there must be clear definition. What is this book about? That's why there is an intelligent way of studying books. What is the first thing? See the title. The title must reveal what is the subject matter. Then you read the introduction. Because any author who doesn't put forth, these are the things which I am going to expound in more details, he is a stupid author. And if he is a good author, at the end he will also summarize. Now that trend is coming up. This is not necessary for what is called novels. Because if you read the essence of the novel, you don't feel like reading at all. It should be always a mystery. But every other book, the introduction you read, you know what the book is completely about. Then you read what is called Vishaya Suchika. What are the subjects expounded? How one point must lead to the other point itself. Then you know where you want reference. And then with this, if it is a well-written book, come to the end of the book. Summary of this book in a little more detail about that book. With this, you start. You will just run through. You don't need to plow through. There is a plowing through and running through. Yeah. So with this, we will start. The first thing is, what is the definition of bhakti? First, he promises, atha ataha bhaktim yakyasyama. So there are three words are there. Atha, ataha, and bhaktim yakhyasyama. Now, therefore, we are going to expound the science of devotion. So, now, what does that word now come? Shankaracharya has written so many pages commentary on this particular word now. You don't need to go through all this because I am there to go through, digest it, and presented to you. What is it? A man who has gone through this cycle of samsara for many, many janmas, he is tired. He is looking, can I get rest out of this bondage of samsara? It is called mukti. Can I get it? The answer is categorical, yes, you can get it. Okay, so I know that I can get mukti. But I am here. So which path? There are many paths out there. Which path is the best path? Then somebody has to explain, study him, and say, like Sri Ramakrishna said to Vijay Krishna Goswami, you don't belong to Brahma Samaj. You belong only to Bhakti, Chaitanya Prabhu's Bhakti Mark. So like that, a guru's main purpose is to study the character of the disciple and show him the path which leads him quickest way, shortest time to that. Otherwise, he is a useless guru. Yeah, he is not a guru. An authorized person, through God's grace, he will come to know him. So here is a person. He has gone through all the samsara for many, many, how many lives? 84 lakh jana, 84 lakhs, right from amoeba, and all the donkeys in the street, all the horses and buffaloes, everything like that. You know, when you are driving, you see some buffaloes on the way. Leisurely they are walking. You have to stop. They are majestically, they are moving forward. Like that, ultimately, so the person wants to get out. Then he gets an assurance. Yes, I can get out. But who is going to show me the right path? Who is the guru? Then he has to acquire certain qualities. This is the most important point. The person who can give is ready. But are you ready to receive it? So how to receive? You must develop that capacity to receive. That capacity to receive comes only by struggling through many qualities. See, for example, a child can go to Einstein, teach me your theory of relativity. Very simple. But has he got the capacity? So he has to go through nursery school, then kindergarten, then elementary school, middle school, high school, pre-college, college, university. And finally, he must acquire PhD. After that, you understand PhD? Permanent head damage. After that, he may be ready. So, atha means, have you acquired the qualification to receive? That is the meaning of now. You are ready. Then what is the next word? Therefore. Therefore means wherefore. You are ready. Here is a right teacher for you. And be very humble. Accept him. Don't never mistrust him. Always never question him. Serve him. Tadvithi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. These are the three conditions laid down. Pranipatena, complete surrender. Pariprashnena, ask him by going to Sri Ramakrishna. Don't ask, what is the secret of South Indian rasam? Don't ask such a silly question, because he won't be able to answer it. He may be bhaktigna, but not rasagna. He doesn't know how. What is the? Why am I referring to this one? One Swami Vivekananda delivered one of the most inspiring talks in US. Very serious. Then afterwards, his devotees were driving him down in a horse carriage. And he was sitting at the back seat. They were sitting in the front, all completely silent, because he was in such a grave mood. All of a sudden, now I know it. Everybody was startled. What greatest spiritual secret he knows. Now I know how this Tamilian rasam gets that flavor. It is this curry pata. You know, curry leaf. That is the secret. Everybody was shocked. What are we thinking? What were they thinking? So don't ask Sri Ramakrishna how to make first class idli. Any ordinary cook in South India, Udipi hotels, will be able to tell you nicely. You ask only these things. Atha, ataha. Therefore, now, pranipatena, complete surrender. Don't question. Pariprashnena, ask the right questions. Sevaya. You serve him. Because otherwise, Mupat, I have just come, ask you the questions, and then go away without anything. That's not a proper thing to do. So, these are the conditions. So, since you fulfilled the conditions, now I am going to expound. Because I know you have the qualifications. I know you asked the right questions. Now I am going to expound. This is a promise. Like Guru's promise on Diksha Day. It is a mantra Diksha Day. It is not only a Diksha for the disciple. It is also a Diksha for the... What is the Guru's Diksha? I shall not leave you until you reach the goal. But don't talk to Swami Gautamananda's body will be. When Swami Gautamananda surrendered himself totally to Sri Ramakrishna, who remains? Sri Ramakrishna. Who came out of him to give you Diksha? Sri Ramakrishna only. So he will be there, but this is a physical form through which the Diksha mantra has come. So Guru takes, that means Sri Ramakrishna says, I will not give up your hand until you become free. The disciple also takes a Diksha. It's not mantra. I will not give up spiritual sadhana until I reach you. Then only I will let you go. Until that time, there is a, what is called, contract between us. Yanago, nenago, ane, ranga. Complete, this is there. You understand? This mantra diksha is so holy. So I will tell you. Then immediately he goes, sadhu asmin parama prema rupa. The definition of parabhakti, not vaidhi bhakti, not secondary devotion, not preparatory devotion. He says preparatory devotion is called gauni bhakti, vaidhu bhakti, apara bhakti. Many names are there. No, the highest devotion. What is that? Sato asmin, in God, parama prema rupa. The supreme devotion man is capable of to the supreme. Both are supreme. God also is supreme. My love for God also will be supreme. Why? Both ways it doesn't work. Otherwise, if the object is not supreme and your devotion is supreme, that fellow will run away from there. If God is the supreme and our devotion to him is also very small, we are not going to reach God. That's why there is a law. We discussed it in our class. If you love some worldly person too much, that person will run away from you because you are forcing that person to love you back. If somebody loves you, you have no choice. You have to love back and you don't want to love. So there are only two options. Either love that person or run away from that person. It's a tragedy. Most marriages, one person, one party loves. A is running after B. B is running after C. C is running after A. This eternal triangle is going on. So, sadhu asmin parama prema rupa. So, it's telling, it is the supreme devotion. Supreme devotion towards the supreme object. Yeah. I will give a small illustration to make us understand. If there is a small pool, you take a bucket full of water, not pool, a small glass, you put, the whole thing becomes waste. If there is a huge lake and you take one glass full of water, that also doesn't serve the purpose. There is a beautiful anecdote is there. Once a man had entered into a Zen monastery. And the Zen master was a realized soul. So he went and asked, please teach me. The master said, fetch me a cup of tea. So the custom was, they bring an empty cup, then prepare the tea in a big pot. And then he brought, this man brought from inside, and he went on pouring. The cup was full, then he stopped. The master said, I asked you to pour, not to stop. So this fellow looked at the master, askance, and went on pouring until the pot was totally empty. Then he was, all the tea was flowing, the table, on the floor, everything. He didn't understand. Then the Dharma smiled and said, you are asking a question. Your mind is already full like this teacup. Will be totally useless. First empty your cup and then come, then I can fill it up. It is true. That's why some people, you cannot teach anything. Because before you open your mouth, they will be filling you up. Yes, there are some people, you know, thumbs up janta group. So when we go to Swamis, however pundits we have to keep quiet and listen to what they are saying. Because they are telling from their experience. You are talking from bookish knowledge. It is not going to help you. So this, the nature, prema rupa, and also the nature of it is prema rupa. And in the subsequent sutras, what is prema? What is the result? Immediately, prayojana. Prayojana means, what is the usefulness? Okay, if I go to so much trouble to do sadhana, acquire prema, what do I get out of it, ultimately? So I sometimes pose very peculiar question, theoretical question. Suppose you are praying to God, you give me happiness. I love you, you give me happiness. God comes and says, see, I am not happiness. If you want to love me, that's fine. You are free. But I don't have happiness. Therefore, I can't give you happiness. How many people will desire God? Will anybody desire God? So, are they desiring God? They are desiring happiness. If he says, I don't have happiness, naturally you go to somebody, give me a little bit of sugar. And that person says, I don't have sugar. Will you again ask, give me sugar? Because he doesn't have. Suppose you go to a neighbor and you ask him, give me a little bit of butter. He says, I have butter, but I can't give you. He says, how come? You have butter, I want to give you, but I can't give you. Why? It is there in the milk. That is practically useless. I want the butter now. So truth is, yes, you can't. He can't say, I don't have butter. Butter is there, but in what form? It should be useful. So like that, you know. So amrita swarupacha. It is of the nature of, first thing is amrita. What is amrita? Amrita, death. Amrita, immortality. You become immortal. That means there is no death. That means there is no death of happiness. This is our prayer. Asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amrutangamaya. What is mrityu here? Dukkha. Mrityu means dukkha. When do we want to die? When you are very happy, you want to die. So there is an expression like that. I am so happy, I want to die. I am unable to hold this. If you say, Ramakrishna used to tell such humorous jokes, and non-vegetarian many times. Do you understand? Jokes are of two categories. Vegetarian and non-vegetarian. So whatever jokes I tell you are pure vegetarian. If I start telling you non-vegetarian jokes, you will run away from here. Swami Smaranandaji, he went to Delhi or something. We had one Punjabi Brahmachari, even now he's there, Darshan. He has left the mission and he is doing his own good work, Darshan. Plenty of jokes, both vegetarian and vegetarian. Maharaj heard his name. He went and asked him, hey, Darshan, I heard that you can tell nice jokes. So please tell us some jokes. They frankly asked, do you want vegetarian or non-vegetarian? Then Maharaj had to tell, when I'm in public, vegetarian. Immediately non-vegetarian. Yeah. Anyway, remind me, I will tell you, non-vegetarian, what is the time now?
10 minutes to 6.
10 to 6. Okay. 10 minutes I will continue. Remind me if I forget that one. semi-non-vegetarian joke, you know? Like that. Okay. So, Amrita Swarupa, it is of the nature of immortality because God is immortal and the love is supreme, Parama Prema. So, when there is Parama Prema, what is the nature of God? Parama Prema. He is not a person. He is not an object. He is of the nature of Parama Prema. So, therefore, I have Parama Prema. Then what is the difference between me and God? He is also of the Parama Prema. I am also of the Parama Prema. There is no difference. That is God Amrita. Means I become God. There is no difference. This beautiful idea I will expound after few slokas. So, Yallabdhva Puman Siddho Bhavati Amrito Bhavati Tripto Bhavati. Having obtained this love, man becomes Siddha means perfect. Perfect means there is no more desire. Then, Amrito Bhavati, already he has told. Tripto Bhavati becomes eternally content because there is nothing for him to obtain. No desire will be there. When we become perfect, there will be no desire. Then, yat prapya, having obtained which, nakinchid vanchati, he doesn't want anything because he got everything. He got God. God means everything. God means everything. Everything means God. So, nashochati, absolutely there is not a single thought of this. Rabia, once she declared a statement, most marvelous statement. Oh Lord, if I am loving you with the motive of entering into heaven, then exclude me from heaven. If I am loving you because of the fear of hell, then throw me in hell. But if I am loving you for your own sake, do not exclude me from you. Then somebody came and reported. Such persons, some persons are criticizing. Then she said, I have no time to think of either friends or enemies because my heart is full of only God. That was the nature of Thakur, Ma, and all the realized souls. Nadveshti, he can't hate anybody because wherever he looks, whom does he see? Only God. Naramate, he is not enjoying. Oh, you brought Rasagulas. I am so very happy. Previously I was this much happy. Now I am this much happy. No, he is already full. So when you offer something to God, who becomes happier? You are God. That too, miserable some flowers, miserable fruits. You know, miserable flowers and fruits. See, Latu Maharaj was living in Varanasi. Once a devotee from Calcutta visited Varanasi. He brought some Calcutta sari to be offered to Mother Annapurna. So he told, Maharaj, I have brought something. Please come, let us go to Mother Annapurna. Latu Maharaj was very glad. He was a mother's bhakta. So he was going slowly. Suddenly, Latu Maharaj had a doubt about this devotee. Then he asked, let me see that sari. And he said, that was a sari only in pujas they offer to God. What is that? He said, it covers only this much. Latu Maharaj got so annoyed. You go and put it to your own mother. Will you dare to do that? And what you don't dare to do it to your own mother, you want to do it to Divine Mother, who has given all these things. Then he told, never offer anything. If you can't afford, Mother is not wanting, she knows it. So, you just buy one good fruit. Instead of a dozen, I offer dozen fruits, rotten bananas. One good fruit you offer. Mother will be very happy. But don't show all these things. This is one occasion. On another occasion, another devotee came. And he said, let us go to Mother. He agreed. At that time, Holy Mother was staying. Lakshmini Vasa. Way through, Latu Maharaj turned towards this devotee. Where do you want to sit? Living Mother is there. Come, let's go. And offer it to our Holy Mother. That was his devotion. So what is it incident? Do not offer her. A huge quantity, don't count quantity. Similarly, japa also. Today I afford 10,000 japa. How many times did you remember God? What is japa? Japa is not repetition. Japa is a remembrance. Repeating also, cassette player also will do. Yeah, somebody asked me. I don't have time. I record mantra on the cassette player and make it. Will I get mukti? He said, I don't have OT. Definite to get mukti. These human beings are so miserly, you know? And yet they want bhakti. Of course, God understood. He only created matta eva prudak bhava. All these miserliness, lust, anger, greed, delusion, egotism, jealousy, all came from whom?
Yes.
From God only. He wants to play with himself, that's all. If he wants to become miserable, who can stop? Yeah. So, this Naramati, then there's no chai bhavati. He is so full of enthusiasm. He doesn't undertake any activity. All that he wants to do is to remember God. Yet gnatva, matto bhavati, sardo bhavati, atma ramo bhavati. Three qualifications. Having obtained which, he becomes intoxicated. The word intoxication can be used only for one word. What is that? Joy. Intoxicated with joy. Stabdo bhavati. The vision of God, he becomes stunned. Because he doesn't understand, can there be anything equal in this world which can stun him? Doesn't. Then Atma Rama bhavati. He doesn't want to see anything else. What is Atma Rama? He is sporting with his own self. Who is his own self?
Yeah.
Only God. So God divides himself into devotee and then God. Sometimes God becomes the devotee and devotee becomes God. Sometimes devotee becomes devotee and God becomes God. This is called Vatsalya Bhava. So all varieties are there. Wonderful varieties are there. So we summarize in a few classes this month. Om Janani Sharadam Devi Ramakrishnam Jagatkuram Padakadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohan. We put it up.